Girls state tournament, Mike. Wow, here we go. Season's done. Sub-districts in the books. The brackets come out Wednesday through Sunday. I know you're excited once again. This is going to be another great tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Rich, it's been another great season to this point. And you know, I was just looking at that bracket, and there, it's really going to be tough. We always do our Stu Pospisil, my colleague and I, we always do our pre-tournament predictions and see who does the best. And I really like Stu's chances this year, because this girls basketball bracket, I think in all classes, is going to be really, really tight and really tough to predict.
So, with that in mind, you knew I was going to ask this one. Which of the six brackets, which class is the toughest to predict?
Oh, boy. I'm, you know, seems like whenever you ask me that, Rich, I default to Class C1. I'm probably going to do that again, because North Bend is the three-time defending champion and the top seed, and they deserve that. But Bridgeport is the only undefeated team left in the state. They moved up from Class C2 to Class C1 this year. And Adams Central is 24-1. They've had a great season. Wahoo's 19-5. Malcolm's 21-5. Gothenburg 20-4. Lincoln Christian 22-3. And UTAN is the number 8 seed, and they're 22-4. So, to be honest, I think Class C1 really shapes up top to bottom as the toughest.
I know, talking to and knowing Coach Coolin out there at Bridgeport, they kind of beefed up their schedule a little bit with some bigger schools to help them out a little bit. But they're obviously, no question, that some of the teams you just named, they're going to have a tough road to hoe if they're going to win it all on Saturday.
Right. I was out in Bridgeport. That's a long drive from Omaha, by the way, about 6 hours, 12 hours round trip. But, you know, really nice small town. The fans there are really enthusiastic about this girls team. I mean, they've been to state the last couple of years. They were the runner-up last year in C2. They've got another great team this year. The Loomis Goltel sisters lead the way, two of the top scorers in Class C1. So I think it'll be interesting, especially if it comes down to perhaps Bridgeport and, as I mentioned, North Bend, the three-time defending champion. And I think there's going to be a lot of high drama down at state this year, and that Class C1 is with possibly those teams in the final might be leading the way.
We've got one area team that survived the districts, and that was Southern Valley. They are in a C2 as a 6th seed. Guardian Angel Central Catholic, I think that's a great first-round matchup. That's going to be a fun game to watch at 3:15 coming up in their opener on Thursday.
Right. There's a lot to be said for Class C2 also. And Southern Valley has had a nice season. I think, you know, they've won, I don't know what it is, 15 of their last 16, whatever. I think their only stumble was against Gothenburg. But they finished strong, and, you know, I think they beat Fremont Bergen in that district final, and that's a really good win to get the state. So you mentioned West Point, Guardian Angel, Central Catholic. They got a lot of tradition there. I remember back in the day when they won 100-plus consecutive games. It seems like they're at state every year, so that's a really tough first-rounder for Southern Valley. But, you know, the fact that they beat Fremont Fremont Bergen, I think that should give them some confidence. And, you know, as the coaches will always tell you, anything can happen at state, so we'll see what happens.
Class B, I would think that the two top seeds in Elkhorn North and Omaha Scud, they've got to be the favorites to be on a collision course for Saturday.
Right. You know, some of the classes, I think, are more balanced top to bottom. I think Class B is one of those where if it's not Elkhorn North and Omaha Scud in the final, I think everybody's going to be surprised. The Wolves, the two-time defending champions, of course, Britt Prince, we all know about her, the great player for Elkhorn North. Omaha Scud defeated in the final last year against Elkhorn North, but I think they're tougher than they were last year. They picked up a girl, Molly Ladwig, who played at Blair last season. She's a really good player. So that's one of those. I'm kind of waffling back and forth between which one I'm going to pick to win it. I'm still that's going to be one of my jobs today, Rich, is to finish up that prediction column. And to be honest, I still don't know which way I'm going in all six classes.
You mentioned the Prince girl from Elkhorn North. A lot of stars going to be in this among the six classes there for Wednesday through Saturday. Mike, some of the best all-staters, you're going to have a chance to watch. Everybody's going to have a chance to watch for 4 days.
Right. Well, we mentioned Bridgeport. There's two Division One recruits there with the sisters, Ruthie going to Colorado and her younger sister Olivia going to Northern Colorado. And Britt Prince can pretty much write her ticket wherever she's going. She's been recruited by, I don't know how many Division One offers she has now. I think it's upward of 30. So everybody wants her. The three seniors from Millard South that have had great careers since their freshman year, they're all going off to play collegiate basketball. This is their last go around, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in Class A. But yeah, like you said, a lot of quality, a lot like volleyball, just a lot of quality all throughout the state.
Storylines going to this one, Mike, as far as coaches are concerned, milestones, anything coming up as we hit Wednesday and get ready for Wednesday now?
Well, I mentioned Millard Southridge. That's one of the big ones, at least around these parts, to see if the Patriots, who every year they kind of go to state as the favorite and just haven't been able to secure that title. So I think that's really the biggest storyline in Class A. Some of the coaches that I thought might get here did not get here as far as all-time winningest coaches. John Larson retired from Southeast, and Crete still leads the way with 638 wins. Russ Neinmeyer's at Douglas County West. He's only about six or seven behind, but they got beat by Bridgeport in the district final, so Neinmeyer won't be there. Kelly Flynn, we all know about him from South Sioux City and leading Fremont to the title last year, but Fremont fell short this year. So on the coaching front, some of the really big names just came up a little short this year, but I think that just goes back to show how difficult it is to get to the state tournament year in and year out. So it's going to be fun to watch, many storylines, and hey, it all starts on Wednesday, Rich.
You bet it does. Mike, one more thing. You know, it's been a couple of years now of now it's going to 4 days and the Wednesday through Saturday format. You like it? I mean, you get out of the smaller schools, everything's at Pinnacle or Devaney, and for the most part, you like the four-day format.
You know, I'd say for the most part I do, Rich. You know, it's kind of more of a showcase for all the schools, not just Class A, but all the way to D2, where they all get an opportunity to play either at the Devaney or Pinnacle Bank Arena. I know there was a lot of talk in past years when those first-round games for classes, you know, C2, D1, D2 were being played at high schools in Lincoln, which, to be honest, some of the coaches at small schools didn't mind that because it was more of a familiar atmosphere than the big arena. But that being said, I think it's more of a showcase when you can play at Pinnacle Bank Arena or the Devaney. They're both great sites. So I think that makes it even more of a memory for these players to that they'll be able to cherish the rest of their lives. I know just as someone who got to go to state when my high school went down there a couple years ago, that was a couple of centuries ago, Rich, but it's something I still remember, and I know these players and even the fans. I mean, they'll always remember going to the state tournament. So I'd say overall I think it's a good thing.
And, of course, yeah, the World Herald's going to be there. Prep Zone, once again, your Twitter, your Facebook, all the social media outlets, you're going to have all the news articles, stuff like that for 4 days, aren't you?
Right. Like I said, my colleague Stu Postel, Sol, and I, we've been doing this a long time, and we'll be back down there again this year, this week, girls, and next week, the boys, and hopefully your listeners will find us out there on Twitter or wherever they want to find us. And, you know, we'll do our best to cover the state tournament as we always do.
Mike, thanks a million. Always great to talk to you, sir. Have a fun time.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Rich. Nice talking to you.